So baptism, wow, what a holy time in the life of a person. I was baptized in a Presbyterian church in Greeley as a baby, and then I rededicated myself in a remembrance of my baptism in the Jordan River in Israel. It is truly a sacred moment in the life of a follower. And today, we are going to be remembering our own baptisms or reflecting on the reasons why we should get baptized if we haven't done so already. I know it's only a few weeks after Advent, and it seems kind of strange to jump into stories of the life of the adult Jesus, but the Gospels go very quickly from Jesus as a baby to that one story of 12-year-old Jesus to 30-year-old Jesus. So, you know, we get what we get. And our new sermon series is all about the life of the adult Jesus and that mystery from the Chalcedon Creed in the 5th century of how Christ was truly fully human and fully divine. The baptism of Jesus that we read about in Matthew chapter 3 is what inaugurated Christ's ministry of miracles, teaching, and discipleship. But first, what is baptism? Is it the same thing today as it was back then? Well, yes and no. We tend to think only of baptism in a spiritual sense these days, both believers and non-believers. But back in the first century, the Greek word baptizo simply meant to submerge, to wash, or to dip repeatedly. So if your ship sank literally in the harbor, it would baptizo. If you were to wash your clothes in the river, you would baptizo them. The term did not necessarily spark a spiritual connotation like it does today. But we do know that the ritual of a ceremonial cleansing happens as early as in the book of Leviticus. And we see everyone in the Jewish community partaking in that ceremonial washing in what's called a mikveh. In the Old and New Testament, you would wash yourself sometimes several times in the mikveh before you would enter into the temple courts. If you were a Gentile during this time in the first century and you wanted to convert to Judaism, one of the main things you would need to do, other than getting circumcised, was you would need to participate in a ceremonial cleansing, symbolizing your old sinful life washing away and being renewed and clean in Yahweh, the one true God. Sound familiar? Well, so this concept of repenting of the past and washing away the gunk in this ceremony of baptizo is not necessarily a new concept for the people that John the Baptist is ministering to. And our scripture reading today does focus on John the Baptist, who got his name for a good reason. He baptized people. He was that crazy hippie guy who ate a lot of honey and bugs, and he told people about a Savior who was coming and a God who loved them, and that their commitment to answer that call of love was to go and get baptized. We know, as Carol read, that John the Baptist is truly the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah 40. He is the one who's saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord." So John the Baptist was preaching and teaching to people, but I'm sure it threw him off when he saw his second cousin, Jesus of Nazareth, coming down the banks of the Jordan River to be baptized. Because you see, in John's gospel, we know that John the Baptist knew that Jesus was not just his second cousin. No, he knew that Jesus was the Savior, the Messiah, the coming one. So with that prophetic knowledge, John the Baptist, of course, would say to Jesus, "Why are you asking me, seriously, like, look, I'm wearing camel's hair, like me, to baptize you?" But of course, in his humility, Jesus responds, "Let it be this way for now, for we should do all things that are God's will." Jesus did a lot of things in his time on earth that left people scratching their heads, and this was definitely one of them. And so the story brings to mind a lot of questions, the one that Pastor Michelle asked the kids, the one that both churchgoers and non-Christians ask. Why did Jesus get baptized? Well, I believe that there are a few very important reasons that Jesus got baptized. And those reasons have a lot to do with why we should all get baptized. The first reason, I believe, was Jesus got baptized to proclaim which side he was on. It was a proclamation. Allegiance was and still is a big deal because who you pledge your allegiance to has everything to do with who you are and what you're all about. So by participating in baptism himself, Jesus is endorsing John the Baptist's ministry, and he is also publicly proclaiming that this act is good and holy and necessary for the life of a believer. He is saying, this is my tribe, these are my people, and while I could spend time with anyone in the world, and there were a lot of people, this is where I want to be. So like everything Jesus did during his time on earth, both as man and God, he modeled for us that baptism is good and especially important if you're committed to following the Lord. And in this area of the Jordan River, it was not secluded. There was not like just a couple of people and John and then Jesus. No, no. This was the place to be. This is where people came to socialize and chat, and they bathed and they washed their clothes. And yes, they watched that crazy John the Baptist preach. This was a very common place. And so it was busy when Jesus was there. There were a lot of people that saw and witnessed this proclamation, and that is why I believe it's so important for our baptisms to be public. Because when we make things public, they become real. I've been posting a lot on social media about exercising more and eating healthier and health and wellness, and it's so crazy how many people have been privately messaging me or texting me, good for you! I'm not brave enough to post my own health and wellness goals, and it's kind of too scary, but good for you! And you know why? Because when we make things public, we are proclaiming a commitment to something. And there are witnesses, there is accountability to that, and there is pressure to fulfill that commitment. It's just like when we get married and there are witnesses. So just like Jesus was proclaiming to the world which side he was on when he got baptized, we too proclaim which side we are on when we get baptized. We are saying that we are committed to following Jesus and responding to God's call by joining him in a mission to bring love to the world. Now, the second reason I believe Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River that day was to signify who he was. He was signifying to everyone that he truly was the beloved Son of God. We read in verse 17 of chapter 3 that a voice from heaven spoke to earth and said, "This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Wow, what an interesting turn of events for the people watching, right? Jesus was named and claimed in those holy waters of baptism by God the Father. And because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, when we enter the waters of baptism, our old selves are washed away and we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. For you see, baptism signifies that death and resurrection. And we are named as beloved children of God when we are baptized. You know, the world might call you lots of ugly, untrue things. And after a while, you might start believing those things and identifying that those false names are what you respond to. But God calls you beloved. God calls you holy and chosen and beautiful. So the truth is, baptism does not save you. Faith in Jesus is what saves you. You are just as married to your spouse, with or without your wedding ring, just like you are just as beloved to God, with or without your baptism. But just like your wedding ring is a symbol of your marriage, your baptism is a symbol of who you are. And who you are is a beloved child of God. The third reason I believe Jesus was baptized was to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. We read in verse 16 of chapter 3 that the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus like a dove when he came out of the water. There is no coincidence, church family, that Jesus was given the Holy Spirit, and then right after that, he began his three-year ministry. Jesus took on those waters of baptism, came out with the Spirit, and went on to perform countless miracles, a multitude of feedings, and an immeasurable length of teachings. Baptism empowers us because the Spirit of the living God is present in the sacrament of baptism. I asked Marielle Link, one of my absolute favorite children, what baptism means this week, and she said, well, the Spirit of God comes at baptism. She gets it. She gets it. And she's in third grade. And when we're empowered with the Holy Spirit, nothing can stop us. So I want to end on this, the truth, which is that Jesus didn't have to get baptized. Because the main point of baptism is for the remission of sins, to repent and turn to God. Jesus was sinless. Hebrews 4 tells us this. He was fully human and fully God. And though he experienced all the pain and the suffering in the world like we as humans do, he was different because he never sinned. So he did not have to stand in line on the banks of the Jordan River that day, waiting his turn for John the Baptist to dunk him in the water. But what an incredible act of humility that was. What humility it must have taken for him, the sinless Savior of the world, to ask John the Baptist to baptize him. No, he did not have to get baptized, but he chose to out of love. Love for each and every one of us. Because in the same way that Jesus ate with, spent time with, and associated with sinners, he submitted himself to baptism to show the world that he might have been God, but he was also a man who walked, talked, and lived just like us. Jesus' baptism was that act of humility, showing himself not as someone to be exempted from the practice because of his stature, but as someone overqualified, but still willing to enter into life with people that he loved and he came to save. Christ's ceremonial baptism was not just the inauguration to his ministry. It was also a foreshadowing of his upcoming death on the cross. Because just like our sinless Jesus did not have to get baptized that day, our sinless Jesus didn't have to die on the cross for our sins, but he did. Because his love for us is greater than anything we can ever comprehend or imagine. And when we die to our old selves and are washed away clean in baptism, we are raised in a newness of life. Just like when we die one day, we too will be resurrected into new life with Jesus in heaven because of his resurrection on the cross. Can I get an amen? Today isn't just a day to remember our baptism, though. Today is also my favorite Sunday of the month. It is Communion Sunday. And the thing that I love about these two sacraments that all Methodists follow, is that they are open for all people. There is nothing that you have to prove or earn to come to the communion table, just like there is nothing that you have to prove or earn to come to the baptismal font. Jesus is calling you. He's calling us all to commit our lives to him, into a life of his beloved, into a life of the fullest. So if you have never been baptized before and you are feeling that Holy Spirit tugging on your heart, please meet with Pastor Michelle and I. We would love to have you celebrate your commitment in front of all of us soon, ASAP. And if you have been baptized, but you haven't really thought or meditated on the significance of it for a while, I challenge you to reflect on what it means to remember your baptism. Because if you think of the most shameful parts of your past, that's gone in baptism. That's washed away. If you think about the things in your life that are so hard, the evil that you have done or has been done to you, Jesus took that and washed it away in baptism, and you are resurrected into new life with him. And that changes everything. The communion table is open this morning. The baptismal font is ready. And the Spirit of the living God is here, waiting for us all. Amen.
As we prepare our hearts for communion this morning and for our remembering our baptism, as Pastor Angie said, all are welcome at the table and all are welcome to come forward for the baptism, remembering your baptism this morning. If you don't remember if you've been baptized, or if you know that you have never been baptized, come forward this morning and place your hands out, and you will receive a blessing to be washed clean in the Spirit for this new year. If you have been baptized, just simply leave your hands folded in front of you. And then after you receive your baptism, you'll go to either side, whichever side of the sanctuary you're sitting on, to receive your communion. So we'll get washed clean in the Spirit. We'll receive new life and new hope this morning. Will you find the insert in your bulletin for our ritual?